Structure for optimal energy. The structure that will allow you to have great energy builds on some of the basic concepts we've discussed so far. There are four fundamental aspects to this practice. 1. Understanding how energy comes to you and how it leaves. 2. Learning to feel yourself expending energy and reducing that expenditure. 3. Learning to feel how you build energy and enhancing this process. And 4. Respecting the limits of your daily allotment of energy and strictly reducing demands on your reserves. Abiding by these principles isn't all that different from earning money and balancing your bank account. Tapping into your inherited Jing, on the other hand, is like drawing on credit and going into debt. We've already discussed numerous factors that contribute to excessive expenditure of energy, but here are some more to consider. This is a list of potential energy drainers. 1. Feel-bad movies, horror movies, thrillers, any media that makes us tense. 2. Being strongly empathetic, such as feeling bad on behalf of someone who's experiencing a challenge. 3. Getting outraged about politics, upset about tragedies, sad about other people's problems, and so on. And we're not saying you shouldn't feel or that you should be numb to what's happening around you. We're only reminding you that there's a certain energetic toll based on how strongly you feel, and that it may not always be to your benefit. 4. Being deeply invested and stressed about work projects. 5. Addictions. 6. Illness, injury, pain, and disability. 7. Food sensitivities. 8. Poor diet or unhealthy eating habits. 9. Being involved in unresolved conflicts. These could be current or from your past, but in any case, they demand mental energy. 10. Harboring negative thoughts and emotions, such as anxiety, depression, fear, anger, pessimism, outrage, grief, sadness, judgment, or any other state that feels like it drains you and is unresolved. 11. All other stressors, good and bad, such as moving, a change of job or school, change of relationship status, the death of a loved one or another loss, pregnancy, financial strain, health problems, travel, new responsibilities, and so on. To restore your energy and nourish your acquired Jing, you can start by embracing the 8 health maintenance practices that we covered in Chapter 2. In particular, the following items are worth integrating into the structure of your energy optimization plan. 1. Good nutrition and hydration. Besides the nutrition concepts that we already discussed, when it comes to the structure of nutrition for optimal energy, it's worth considering whether you're eating foods that are appropriate to your metabolism and constitution. Some of our patients have felt considerably more energy with a high-protein diet, a high-fat diet, or a high-complex carbohydrate diet. Others have found that a certain ratio of carbs to fat to protein works best. Figuring out the ideal foods for optimal energy for you will require some experimentation and perhaps the help of a naturally oriented healthcare provider. Furthermore, if you get tired after eating, this could result from overeating, eating too fast, eating a food you have a sensitivity to, or possibly a deficiency of stomach acid or pancreatic enzymes which break down food and prepare these nutrients for absorption. 2. Restful sleep. The word restful is key here, since the number of hours you spend in bed isn't all that meaningful unless it's spent in deep restorative sleep. Along with nutrition, sleep is the main way we replenish energy. There's simply no substitute for good sleep. So go back to Chapter 2 if you have difficulties with sleep for tips on improving it. 3. Weight optimization. A bigger body requires more energy to maintain it, heat it, move it around, circulate blood throughout it, and so on. Moreover, the factors that led to weight gain in the first place, such as unhealthy eating habits, may have contributed to compromised digestive function, and this may continue to impede energy production from food. Losing weight and repairing compromised digestion can yield huge improvements in energy. 4. Exercise. If you want more energy, it's vital to structure exercise into your routine. Exercise, especially the aerobic kind, is effective at liberating pent-up thoughts and emotions that can bind up a significant portion of your energy. Muscle building is also important. We believe that it increases a person's energy carrying capacity by creating more structure to hold blood and energy. 5. Breathing. You'll keep living even if you never think about it, but correcting a habit of shallow breathing and learning to breathe fully and deeply can help you feel more alive and energetic. When we perceive fatigue as a feeling of not enough energy, it's natural to conclude that that must signal a need for more of something. But we can also be tired because of something the body or mind has accumulated. This can cause a demand on our energy and may produce stagnation or blockage, which interferes with proper replenishment, distribution, and availability of energy. Some examples of accumulations that drain energy are infections, excessive body weight, mold, toxins, and negative thoughts and feelings, any of which could produce fatigue that's likely to disappear in its absence. Therefore, if your energy doesn't respond positively to the recommendations in this chapter, consider seeing a skilled healthcare practitioner who can do a more thorough investigation into such possible causes.